It's Tuesday, the day we read from your emails and your blog comments. Storm clouds gathered last week on the economic front, and you flooded our show about how to protect yourself in the event of a recession with questions. In the week since those storm clouds gathered force, doubts about the American economy were blamed for drops on stock markets around the world. And this morning, the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped more than 400 points right after the opening bell. If you couldn't follow all that, well, who can blame you? Blink, and you might miss a major machination of the Dow. So we're going to take a few of your questions from last week, and any questions you might have after the last 2 days of market volatility as well. Our number is 800-989-8255. Our email address is talk@npr.org. Back with us is Stephanie Alwerder, editor of smartmoney.com, with us from our bureau in New York. Nice to have you back on the program.
Hi, Neil. Great to be here.
And here's a big question. Listener Sarah wrote us this letter rather succinctly. I have some money invested. Do I take it out now and put it under the mattress? Will the world economy crash?
So many people have been asking me this question, and I think the thing to remember here is that you don't have losses until you sell. And selling in a period of panic and selling for that reason is oftentimes the worst thing you can do. You're locking in your losses. It could have tax implications. If you have a long-term investment horizon, you probably should ride this through. You shouldn't let this current chaos dictate your financial decisions. You want to be a little bit more in control. Remember your investment horizon and time your sales according to that rather than what's happening right now.
And though that last part of the question, is the economy in serious condition?
It definitely is in a serious condition. And right now, nobody knows for sure whether we are in a recession or whether we're heading into a recession. I think no matter what, it feels like we're in a recession. The consumer is under a lot of strain right now. We've got falling housing prices. We have incredible volatility in the stock market. We have really high price increases at the gas pump and at the supermarket. So there's just no question that it's a real period of strain for people. And that, quite frankly, is how you feel when you are in a recession.
Perry in Boston emailed to ask, what about those of us that just invest in index funds? Should we move our money from the stock index funds to bond funds or even money market mutual funds?
I think you just want to make sure that you have the right balance in your portfolio. For most folks, that means you're going to have some stocks, and an index mutual fund is a great way to get access to stocks. You also do want some cash, and you want some bonds. And everybody's going to need a different mix. It's very hard to give a real simple answer here. It's going to depend on your investment horizon and how you're planning to use that money. But I do think that while some would say this is a real stock picker's market, if you are not a stock picker, I think being in an index fund or an ETF that tracks an index is a fine place to be. But you just need to be aware that you very well may see it go down before it goes up again.
When you say investment horizon, what do you mean by that?
It means that if you are, for example, investing in your 401k, a lot of folks have gotten in touch with me over the last 24 hours really worrying about their 401k. But I keep reminding them that their investment horizon is decades. They won't be tapping this money until they retire. So what's happening right now is just going to be a blip on the radar if you still have many years before you're tapping that money. Now, if you need that money right away, you do hopefully have an emergency fund. You have cash that you can tap. You have money in CDs or bonds that's outside of the stock market, because this is the very reason why you want to have that. You don't want to be forced to sell out of an investment when the prices are tumbling down. It can be really damaging to your finances.
Mm-hmm. That's why I keep that closet stuffed with comic books.
Right. There you go.
That's the reason why. I'm sure that's the reason why. And here's a question from Sam in Cambridge, Massachusetts, who asked us, and I think this is just to your point. I have some investment money hanging around on the theory to buy low. There must be a lot of sectors that would be attractive to invest in right now. Banks come to mind. Which sectors would you suggest are worth a look?
Well, I think they're absolutely buying low is a great thing to do. The problem is that it's often hard to find the bottom. And a lot of folks are talking about that right now, particularly in financials. I think that we are not yet in the final inning of this financial situation. So I do think that for somebody who has a long investment horizon and a very good tolerance for volatility, you could make some investments into the financials, but you do not want this for short-term money. As we have seen over the past few days, these banks are still coming out with huge write-offs, and I don't think it's going to end anytime soon. And there is a real concern, and that's sort of what's been driving the market falling over the last couple of days, that this subprime situation isn't just hitting the banks as far as the housing is concerned, but it may be creeping into the credit card situation and sort of spreading out amongst the globe. So you do want to be really careful when you are bottom fishing, that you are prepared to ride it out before you see any sort of gain.
And you said we're not in the bottom of the ninth, and later you said this could go on for a while. Bottom of the fifth, bottom of the seventh, what do you think?
It's so hard to pin down, because right when you think you have a handle on it, it starts to sort of morph into another sector. As I said, right now sort of a concern is whether it's moving into different types of debt, credit card debt and
so
auto loans.
So in other words, these would have been credit cards extended to people with less than perfect credit who are now having trouble making their payments.
There's some early signs that people's balances are going up. They're also spending a little bit less, which ironically could be bad for the economy. I think there's just no question we're going to see a really rough period at a minimum over the next 6 months. And I think as far as the financials are concerned, what I've been saying is I think that we're in the fourth or fifth inning, but you know what? This is shifting all the time, and you do want to be prepared for a rocky road ahead.
Our guest is Stephanie Alwerder, editor of smartmoney.com. If you'd like to join us as we continue our email conversation from last week's program about how to recession-proof your money, 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK. Email is talk at npr.org. And let's go to David. David with us from St. Louis.
Yes, thank you. I'm a person with a short horizon. Last February, I took most of my money out of stocks, but I still have about 15%. And I want to get out of the job in about a year. So it's kind of unsettling to have this happen right now at this time, since I went through, as many did, 2000 to 2002 as well. That's what prompted me to go conservative with the money here at the end. How do you write it out in my situation?
Well, it sounds like you've done a lot of things right, in the sense that you've already moved a lot of the money out of the stock market. Now, if you can let that money in the stock market stay there, that would be my general advice. I think that right now, when there is so much market volatility, you certainly could be selling, when the price is down significantly from where you bought it. That said, if you have gains and you are comfortable with those gains, you're not looking to recover your money, which I think is a really dangerous game to play, I think that perhaps it is time to get out. I don't know if that makes sense. I wouldn't sell in a panic mode. I think if you are comfortable with where you are right now, you could maybe start kind of shifting the money out of that investment right now. But you don't, I think, try and focus on the money that's out of the stock market right now rather than the money that's in the stock market.
That's kind of what I'm doing. I'm still dollar cost averaging, like I say, about 15% each month. In other words, I'm still buying stocks.
And the thing about that is that means that you're buying more shares at lower prices. I mean, the beauty of dollar cost averaging is that it forces you to not buy at a peak and to buy more shares when the market is down. It is the easiest way for the average investor to really get good prices when they're investing into the stock market, or likewise taking money out of the stock market.
So to you, this seems like something, you're talking about fourth and fifth inning. There's quite a bit of ways to go. Now there's maybe 6 months or so.
And that's when I said that I was also talking about the financials. I think you hear a lot of experts saying that the next 6 months are going to be rough. I personally think that it may be longer than that. If we are heading into a recession, I personally think that we are. It's going to take a while to get out of it. Recessions are a natural part of the system. It's not necessarily something to panic over, but it takes a while to get back onto the road to recovery. And I think that this year is going to be a tough one for the stock market.
Well, thank you very much.
Steve, good luck. Here's an email question from the other end of the investment horizon. Anna writes us, I'm fresh out of college, working in my first job. My employer does not offer a 401k, and I have an appointment in February with a financial planner so I can plan for my retirement. Should I wait on the retirement planning to set up a money market account or something that will make my cash more accessible instead?
Well, I love that she's already thinking about retirement. That is such a fantastic thing to do. By starting off when you're young, it makes it so much easier to really get a great nest egg going. It makes a big difference than if you start off in your 30s or your 40s. And what I would recommend for her is an IRA. And it has a tax advantage, particularly for younger folks. The Roth IRA is the way to go. The money goes in after tax, but the withdrawals taken during retirement are completely tax-free. And I know that sounds like a million years away for her, but she's going to probably really appreciate it. My gut is that we'll probably be experiencing higher tax rates further down the line rather than lower newer ones, which makes that Roth IRA an even better deal.
Let's go now to Joe, and Joe's with us from Binghamton, New York.
Oh, hi. Am I on
the
air?
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I had a question. As far as my retirement, one of the ways I do it is, of course, the 401k, but also the Roth IRA. And I'm in a situation where once a year, sometimes I have bonus money, and, you know, I'm kind of torn between putting it all in my Roth IRA at once versus if I hold it and try to put it in monthly, I'm afraid those funds might just kind of disappear in the family budget.
Well, if you're worried that that money's going to disappear, I think that putting it into the IRA is definitely the way to go. That idea of paying yourself first is such a smart one, because if you let the money sit there, inevitably it can go into sort of various different pockets of your life that probably don't have to do with investing. So you can put it into an IRA, and I think that sometimes people are afraid to really take that plunge and put that money in. But if you've got it and you're afraid you're going to spend it, I say go for it. Get it into the market.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Good luck.
Thanks.
We're on our letters segment this week, extending a conversation we had last week about how to recession-proof your money. Our guest again is Stephanie Alwater, editor of smartmoney.com, 800-989-8255, email talk@npr.org, and this is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And Kathy's on the line. Kathy calling from Reno, Nevada.
Hi, I have a question. We are in the process of buying a home now. We're doing a jumbo loan, and we're closing on Monday. We got a rate at just under 7%, 6 7/8, and I'm wondering if we should have them give us a new good faith estimate, how soon it will affect the...
In other words, how soon will the Federal Reserve's rate cut affect interest rate cuts? And first of all, congratulations on the new house, Kathy.
Thank you.
And what do you think, Stephanie?
The two are not completely tied together. You don't see the Fed cut rates, and then you see a cut in the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. Where you may see it is in people who already have adjustable-rate mortgages. They may see that tick down a little bit. But you aren't going to see it in the fixed-rate mortgage. The fixed-rate mortgage is more tied to the 10-year Treasury. So that's what you want to watch. So it's certainly worth asking the question, but I wouldn't expect to see a dramatic downturn based on today's Federal Reserve move.
So keep on with our loan and close on Monday.
I think it's certainly worth finding out if they would give you a more competitive rate. Why not ask the question? But it won't be based on what happened today with the Fed. It would have to do with the 10-year Treasury.
And if we had like a home equity and the subprime would go down then.
The people that will see a benefit here are the ones who have adjustable rate mortgages that are tied to
a federal rate, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, And Kathy, it sounds from listening in the background like you're going to need some more room.
We've got 5 children, so yeah, we need a lot more room.
Well, again, good luck with them and good luck with the closing.
Thanks so much.
So bye. Here's an email from Danielle in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm an elementary school teacher in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm planning on starting law school in August, but that means we'll be a one-income family for the next 3 years. My husband works in development, which is a rather shaky field during a recession. Is this not the best time to do this?
Well, it's always good to invest in yourself. I think getting an education is not something that you want to put on hold, but it obviously can mean that it takes a real financial strain. It goes back to the idea that you want this emergency fund. You want to have 3 to 6 months worth of living expenses held in a cash account, like a money market account, so you have that cushion. But also, when you're going through a transition, when you're going to be losing one of your incomes, it's a good idea to essentially do a trial run, create a budget. Most people don't have a budget. And when you go through a transition like this, things can really get out of whack. So what you want to do now is either buy a software program like Microsoft Money or Quicken, or simply use a notebook and see where all your spending is going and find out if you're really going to be able to make it on that one salary. If not, you're going to have to find some adjustments, whether it's finding a way to get a part-time job to bring some more money coming in, or just finding little ways that you can cut some expenses to make it so that you're still living comfortably and within your means.
But think of all the great stories you're going to have to tell after you're a rich lawyer.
True. I mean, you know, it's a good degree to get.
Let's talk now with Amy. Amy calling us from San Francisco.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air, Amy.
Yes, hi. My question is, I'm 40. I'm a dog walker. I own a very, very modest business. I work for myself, and I'm my only employee. And I live essentially paycheck to paycheck. And I am wondering, how the recession is going to affect people like me who really have no investments, who don't even really have much of a financial future. And I never hear questions addressed to that particular group of people or answers given to those groups of people.
Well, one of the issues during a recession is that people will the potential is to lose your jobs, or people will pull back on their discretionary spending. Now, I think walking the dog and having somebody do that is probably something that people – it's sort of a fixed cost. So I'm guessing that you're going to be okay there. But you do want to be prepared if people do start to pull back and your business starts to suffer. How are you going to get by? So getting that emergency fund going, finding a way to get some money stashed away in case you do see a downturn in your customers, finding perhaps an alternative source of income, bringing in new customers now before perhaps times get a little bit tougher. I think that now is a good time, regardless of what your job is and what industry you're looking at, to really kind of batten down the hatches and be prepared to see leaner times ahead.
Now, what about, like, my future, like, when I retire? Am I basically screwed? Because I sort of feel like that, you know, that I really am one of those people that's going to probably have nothing unless I start saving every single little penny, and even then.
Well, it's absolutely never too late to start saving. I think some folks get to the point where they find the idea so overwhelming, mm-hmm. and they feel that they're so behind the curve that they stick their head in the sand and they say, you know, I'm just not going to worry about this right now. That's
exactly
not the way to go. So even if you're only saving, say, $20 a week, find a way to do it. Put it into a cash account. Once you get some money going, start investing. You can get invested into mutual funds for as little as $500. They're very open right now to the smaller investor. And just get a plan in place. I think that what will happen is once you start doing smaller moves, you're going to kind of get into it. You're going to feel a sense of empowerment, and then you'll really grow from there. I've seen it happen with a lot of folks, and actually it can be sort of fun and rewarding, even though it doesn't really sound that way, once you kind of get a plan in place.
Amy, good luck.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
And Stephanie Auwerter, thanks so much for your time again.
Great to be here.
Stephanie Auwerter, editor of SmartMoney.com. She's been talking to us from our studios in New York City. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.